We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, before I go any further, let me just pause here briefly and remind you guys that so over the last month, I've been introducing you to one of our newest sponsors on the show, Inspire Advisors. That's their name, Inspire Advisors. Listen, did you know that some of the things that you might be investing in, like, you know, I know this audience, there's a bunch of y'all out there that are doing what you can to set aside for your retirement or just have your basic investments in place, you got your portfolios. You're also the kind of people, by the way, who stand up for what you believe in. And you might be shocked, did you know, that there are things oftentimes in your portfolio that may be going to stuff you would never say you believe in. You may find out that you're investing in things that support abortion or pornography or any number of other things that go against your biblical values. Well, back to my point, Inspire Advisors and a guy named Paul Breyer are people you need to meet. They are experts in what is known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. They'll sit down with you for free. I mean, they'll do it in person. No fuss, no muss, no upsell, no charge. And they'll just look at what you got and they'll say, well, here's what we see. And they'll give you a free impact report that helps you to see whether or not you're investing in things that might not align with your values and then give you some biblically aligned alternatives. So if you want to learn more about BRI, biblically responsible investing, go to their website. That's one option. It's www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. Click on the sponsors of the Right Side Radio tab. Find their logo. Go right to their website. Inspire Advisors. I mean, y'all, this is it's conservative. It's godly. It's balanced. It's like financial freedom. So yeah, Inspire Advisors. Do check them out, please. I got some breaking news, maybe. So right now, it's being reported on social media, take that with a grain of salt, that the mayor of Philadelphia, Sherelle Parker, may have accidentally published a video in advance showing that Kamala Harris is picking Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro as her vice presidential candidate. It's a Harris-Shapiro video, and it's no fooling if it's real. And by the way, the guy who's posting it is known for having inside scoops. But if it's real, then we're looking at a vice presidential pick being sometimes considered a bit of a moderate Democrat. The governor of Pennsylvania, she has to have Pennsylvania. And so that might be a cagey pick. I'm not mistaken. I think he's also Jewish. So they may be trying to overcome some of the anti-Semitism that's being sparked up among their more progressively liberal base. But yeah, that's being reported like right now in the last few minutes. Now, on top of that, I will say this: I'm on a rabbit trail here. But if she picks Josh Shapiro, then do know this: Josh Shapiro, while he may be considered to be a moderate in some ways, he has a past history that we need to pay attention to. I mean, like right now, basically, if you're running for president of the United States, if you ever pass gas on an airplane, they're going to find out about it, and they're going to tell the world. All right. But right now, Josh Shapiro is being said to, apparently as a previous attorney general, he signed up for a Michael Bloomberg sponsored program that would help to appoint climate prosecutors to go after the green energy in his own state. Y'all, if that's true, if they can prove it, but the thing is, can they get the word out? I don't know. All I know is this: in a state where natural gas and natural resources are a big deal, a state which is considered part of what the Democrats refer to as their blue wall, Josh Shapiro may wind up being the Democrat candidate, and you're going to have Harris Shapiro. Okay, we'll see what's what. That's all coming out in the last few minutes. All right, let me go to dipper number two. The art of the deal. So I said it before and I meant it, that I am super stoked that these Americans are home. I was really, remember when Brittany Griner came home? Remember that? The the, you know, lesbian female basketball player who had pot in her bag and went to Russia. They made a quick deal and got her back. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they traded like an international arms dealer, the merchant of death. That's what he's called, to get her back. It was kind of lopsided, but they got her back. And as far as I know, she has not knelt down at the anthem anymore since she came back. But now we have another deal, which is being called one of the largest hostage slash, you know, prisoner exchanges since the Cold War. And I am real glad that Evan Gershkovich, the reporter from the Wall Street Journal, and Marine veteran Paul Whelan were released. And there's two other Americans also, by the way. One of them's name is Alsu Kurmasheva. I don't know what she was being held for. And then another American green card holder named Vladimir Karamurza. So that being said, we got these four Americans home. What did we give up? Well, before we get to that point, I got to tell you, you got that audio clip, man. I'm going to be asking for that audio clip here momentarily. So Biden-Harris went out to the tarmac to greet them when they landed. Good. I'm glad they did. Biden didn't appear to be checking his watch. But they went out to meet them when they came out. And then there was this interesting moment on the tarmac. And I've got an audio clip for it. It's only about 20 seconds long. But there was an interesting moment on the tarmac when the president, Joe Biden, is speaking. And it's almost as if Kamala had to make sure she got some words in. Got to get some words in. But it was off script. And oh my gosh, listen. I'm just going to play it, and then we'll dissect.
Was it anything about being unburdened by what has been?
Just about. Just about. Go ahead and play it.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
What did she say?
I don't know what she was saying, but I'm looking at Biden.
Yes.
And he's okay. Falling asleep during the whole time she's talking.
That's where I was about to go next. Biden checked out. When she started speaking, Biden went away to La La Land.
By the end of the clip, he's like almost staring in the camera blankly. Like, what is she saying?
He's zoned, man. It was like they had him up past his bedtime or before his usual wake-up time or something, juiced him up with something and got him out there, and he was struggling. He tried to say something that was okay, and then you're right. Biden just checked out. So she interrupted. What was that last part? Okay, I'll tell you what. It's only 20 seconds.
Let's hear it again.
Play it again.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy.
Okay.
And understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances.
The strength that rests in the power of understanding diplomacy.
She's very obvious. The way she talks.
She is. And she's also, she constantly feels the need to find one more word to add to the sentence, which makes the sentence garbled.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre. Okay, that's, there you go. That's a celebratory moment. It's good that we have an administration that understands the strength of the power of doing something that understands things that we do when we do them, because that is how we do when we understand.
She's redundant.
I don't think I can do that for 4 years. I don't think I can do that for 4 years.
That may be why Biden's the way he is. He's having to listen to that every day.
Yeah, he's probably he probably went somewhere else in his head just to avoid it. All right. I had to play that because that was the moment they greeted the returnees on the tarmac. But I look at it and go, okay, what did we give? Well, as they landed, we began to learn that the reality is we gave something like 24 different prisoners who have a great deal of problems. I mean, like, we gave them people that are known killers and spies. Story here from The Federalist. Says the Biden administration's prisoner swap with Russia was ridiculously lopsided. does not negate the fact that we got people home. They're home. We're glad they're home. We're glad they're home. We're glad their families have them home. We're glad the reality is setting in for them that they don't have to wake up in a Russian prison anymore. But it's being touted by the Biden-Harris administration as historic, and it's really not. Nothing like this since the Cold War, right? But the swap was completely lopsided. So while we rejoice, we should be allowed to question. Story here from the Federalist, Dateline today, says, it was a dangerously uneven exchange that saw the release of a Russian assassin along with Russian spies and hackers, all of whom have committed serious crimes in Western countries. Essentially, Moscow arrested a bunch of innocent Western journalists and potential dissidents and then used them as bargaining chips to secure the release of their own killers, criminals, and spies. One of them was a guy named Vadim Krosikov. Krosikov was a convicted Russian assassin who killed a Chechen separatist commander in broad daylight in Berlin back in 2019. Literally walked up and shot him twice with a silenced Glock 26, threw the pistol into the river, but he was caught, sentenced to life in prison. Russia wanted him back. You have to look at it and go, Russia keeps wanting these guys back. What are they going to do with them? Well, what is going to happen? It's believed that right now, by bringing him back, that we're looking at someone now who, well, I'll tell you what, let me grab the other story here. Fox News had a piece on it that said that Krosikov is a very high-value asset. This is the person who is speaking is a Rebecca Koffler. She's a former DIA intelligence officer. She says Krosikov is a very high-value asset. He'll be debriefed by Russian security services on the operation. They'll want to know how he got apprehended. They'll want to learn what the interrogations were like when he was captured. Everything the Russians are interested in, so they can use that then to train future spies to know better how to avoid capture and be more effective at their work. Koffler said that it's also likely this Putin operative will be used to train would-be assassins for future operations, making them more lethal and difficult to detect. Now, there were 12 Germans that were also. So we got 16 total. 4 Americans, 12 Germans. And I don't know what all the German nationals are being held for, but they're more the same, really. People who were just in a position to be captured because they were Americans or Germans. They were from the West. I mean, keep in mind that one of ours, Evan Gershkovich, he's a 32-year-old reporter for the Wall Street Journal. They called him a spy. Why? He was reporting on his trip to the Ural Mountains of Yekaterinburg, captured and accused of espionage and put in jail for, you know what, a year and a half? And then there's Paul Whelan, a former Marine, who was jailed in 2018. He's been there for 6 years for espionage-related charges that he and the U.S. government have always said were not real. But we're looking at a prison swap right now that's bringing back a whole bunch of folks to Russia that they're glad to have back because it ups their capabilities. And we are allowed to ask these questions. We are. We are allowed to ask these questions. The Biden administration prison swap was, again, it reminds me, by the way, of Bo Bergdahl. Remember that? Bo Bergdahl, the U.S. traitor who abandoned his post. We lost people trying to find him in the mountains. Was held by the Taliban. Finally got him back in an Obama-era swap where we gave up 5 notable Taliban officers, one of whom is right now the current head of the intelligence for the Taliban. Why do they keep doing this? I want them home. I want our folks home. But you can't tell me that's operating from a position of strength. All right, we'll take some text messages after this break. We'll come right back, and then coming up top of the hour, all things go the way they're supposed to, we should have Emily Jones and Lee from Huntsville in studio. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. I am going to finish up some text messages. I will tell you, too, sitting here, we were just chit-chatting off the air and reminded that there's another U.S. soldier who is still detained in Russia. And I believe he was just taken this year. Staff Sergeant Gordon Black is his name. He was taken captive in May of this year, arrested by Russian authorities. And apparently he had traveled to Vladivostok and had been there to visit a girl, a Russian girl that he had met when he had been stationed in South Korea. And she was there on some other, you know, work. And he went to see her and was arrested. Anyway, I do believe he is still there. And there's another American named William Russell Nycom, I think. So if I'm wrong on this, tell me, because I'm trying to scan real quickly to find it. But yeah, I think we have two U.S. Actually soldiers who are being held right now in Russia. So they didn't come home as part of this, apparently. Looking at some text messages, I'll just dive right in here. JT Lacey Springs said, glad the imprisoned folks were released, but it's equal to Russia by dollars for a dime. Yeah. Gary from Decatur says, I'm sorry this country gets rolled by communist countries because our citizens are not smart enough to realize the dangers involved with going to these countries. Yeah, you know, there's going to be times for travel, but there's places you probably shouldn't go. And at the very least, recognize the dangers in doing so. Thomas Maffin says, DOD did that deal? The DOD leadership is a testament to politicalization, as are the leaders of the Department of State, DOJ, DOD. Okay, I get it, man. You're saying it. They're all political. You're right. Jim from Grove Oak says, hey, Colonel, if we had a POTUS and a VP with compassion and character, they would have let the hostages hug their loved ones first. By the way, the studio is being taken over right now. Okay. Amy from Rainbow City, can you turn the camera? Can we get this turned to where it can be? Hang on a second. I'm going to turn this camera around. She's like dancing in the windows with Trump signs. I got Emily from and Lee from Huntsville. I'm going to keep calling you Lee from Huntsville. That's how everybody knows you as Lee from Huntsville. But yeah, all right. There's like no professionalism in here whatsoever now. All right, going back to the text lines. Hey, we got a brand new texter, if you wouldn't mind plugging him in, Big Rig. He doesn't say, listen, I don't know who this is. Tell you what, find out who it is. But they say there's a report that the Taliban does not believe that Israel took out the Hamas leader. Why do I care what the Taliban thinks? There's a report the Taliban don't believe it? Okay. His name was Hamas. Yeah, I know. Okay. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And let us know where you're from and who you are. And then scrolling down. From that one, John from Harvest. I don't know what Kamala just said. All I know is I wish I was unburdened by what has been for the last 4 years. John from Harvest continues to win the text lines. You know what? Ed P. from Huntsville says, Phil, on Kamala Harris, Ben Shapiro said it best. She is beyond word salad. She is now churning out word slaw. That is, wow. There are times when I wish I was the one who came up with a phrase, and that would be one of them. I did come up with camouflage, though. I'm still very proud of that. She's hiding them behind camouflage. Dustin from Hillsborough, talking about Kamala Harris. She doesn't mumble like Biden, but I still can't understand what she's saying. And then Badger from Athens says, God bless the return of our citizens, but at what cost? Will this end up being like the catch and release of the illegal immigrants that cost the life of others? Yeah, I think pretty much that's it. All right, you guys, we're taking the break right now. We'll come right back, and I've got a crew in here, like a crew of people in here taking over the studio. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.